What up,
Pete? What's up, y'all?
What's going on? Welcome or welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right. I am your host, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe, and I'm joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad, also known as Babe.
Yes.
Yes.
What's going on, y'all?
Man, how y'all been doing?
It's been a long it's been a long time.
I had a voice last time we talked.
I know. Babe been without a voice for like 2 weeks now. Seriously, yeah. It's been raggedy like this for almost going
My throat's been raggedy for like a month.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know what's going on, but we're trying to figure it out, okay?
We're trying to figure it out.
So before we get into all of that, let's cue the music.
Let's cue that music that I had ready.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so it's good to be back. We know it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to or a dope podcast to listen to.
That's right, but hopefully.
I don't even remember. Do you even remember our last podcast? Like, what was going on?
I feel like in our last podcast, we talked about some things.
And I probably should have looked this up.
We covered some stuff
before we got on here, like, to even catch y'all up. Yeah, I don't even know where to start from. But I will say that if you are out of the loop and you happen to not know what's been going on with us, then that must mean that you don't keep up with us on our vlog channel, Gay Babe TV. Yes. So if this is your first time listening to us, you just happen to come upon it, you can keep up with us when we are not podcasting. You can see our daily unscripted, well, not quite daily, but our unscripted life, you know.
That's
over
right.
On Gay Babe TV on YouTube. Come on over. Check us out.
Check us out.
Follow us on Instagram. Well, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow Babe too, but you're going to see what's happening more on what's on my page than you will on his.
She's more of the poster.
I'm at Gabe Flowers, and he's at CRaider12. So
that's
you can
right.
keep up with us there. If we happen to go missing again on the podcast, that's not the plan, but you just never know.
Yeah, that's
just
not the plan.
You just never know. So let me see. When was the last podcast that we had? When was that?
But yeah, so yeah, this podcast probably will be mostly talked by Gabrielle today.
Months ago.
Gabrielle will be the talker, probably.
Because
it is a struggle to talk right now.
I know. So yeah, bear with Babe, which sucks because I got a new card deck too. Do you feel like you can answer the question?
Yeah, we can do one or two
questions.
Okay,
so we're going to get into the first segment of the podcast, which is, I don't have a name for it, but it's when we ask each other questions. I feel like I came up with a name. Did I come up with a name for this segment?
I don't remember,
but we love questions. We love question books, question decks. We always ask each other questions,
yep.
And I'm always looking for new ones, and I got a new one. This one is the Ultimate Intimacy Conversation Starters. Now, we have talked about Ultimate Intimacy before, and
we should play the other one after this.
Listen, if you have a significant other and y'all looking to spice things up, get the app.
It gets spicy.
Play the game.
It gets really spicy.
It's fun. It's something different. This is not sponsored, but
and everyone leaves with a happy ending.
Listen, okay. It's the business. Okay, so this one has intimacy, romance, finance, miscellaneous. It looks like they're all kind of mixed up here, so I'm just gonna spread them out.
That's something that happens in the Ultimate Intimacy the other day.
Spread them out. Spread them wide. You're so funny.
This for you?
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
This is easy.
If it's easy, don't give me no none easy. I want a hard question. Is it that easy?
Yes. Who is your best friend and why? Mm. Question two is, if you had intro music, what song would it be and why?
Listen.
You have intro music.
I do have intro music. Okay, something else. What's the category?
Family.
Oh, okay.
How should we talk to our children about sex and intimacy?
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, we already...
We do that. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but it's interesting because... Did we talk about this on the podcast? I don't remember.
We're answering the question, though.
But so. We try to keep it as honest as possible. Yeah. Like, I want my kids to grow up in an environment where they can come to me with anything.
I'd rather them learn it from us.
I want them, exactly. Yeah. We want them to learn, you know, obviously it's going to be some stuff they learn outside of us. But I want us to be the first point of contact when it comes to sex and your bodies and, you know, your feelings and just all of those things. So yeah. We don't shy away from it at all. We use the real names of body parts in this house. Like, everybody knows what everything is. Reagan, Chad. Yeah. Like, we talk about it.
She bought some really good books.
I actually bought books on Amazon that kind of lay out, you know, just body, talking about feeling. Like, it goes literally through every single part of, you know, your sexuality and just all of that. So I started reading the book with Chad Jr. because I'm like, he's getting ready to be in fifth grade. I don't know at what point they talk about sex in school, but I don't need that to be his first lesson.
And he has a little girlfriend.
In sex. Yeah. Listen, that's a whole nother conversation, okay? But yeah, so we talk about it, we read the book, and it's funny because I had bought the books and we hadn't really been reading them. They had kind of just been sitting there, and then I happened to be watching Harlem, and Chad Jr. started watching it with me, which, if you've watched Harlem, you know that it is not a kid-friendly show at all. And I had to keep pausing it. I had to keep, like, pausing it and rewinding it and muting it and covering it. And it's so funny. Something about sex came up. And I was like, do you even know what sex is? So it kind of, like, it was the funniest thing because he didn't. He said, like, making out or something like that. And I'm like, well, what is making out? You know, so we got into this whole conversation. So we started reading.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to hear their thoughts about, you know, what they think these words are.
Not Reagan necessarily.
Yeah, she's a little young. Yeah. But especially with Chad.
But she know her body part. We teach her body part.
Yeah, she knows
still,
all of that. So we are going all into it. And we are getting into masturbation. And
like, we're making it fun.
I think he enjoys reading the book.
Yeah, he does. I think because he's an intuitive kid that likes to learn. And so it's like, if we can do it in a healthy way, that this stuff he's going to learn in life regardless. So if we can be the first point of, like, introduction for, like, the basics and, you know, so he feels comfortable talking to us about this stuff when he gets older. I think Gabriel found some perfect ways.
Yeah, and they're illustrated in, like, cartoon, like, comic book type. You know what I'm saying?
Makes it interesting. But serious business, but interesting at the same time.
Interesting, yeah.
So it's, yes, we definitely have those conversations.
And I just don't want it to be taboo.
No.
Like, I don't ever want it to be a thing, like, when I grew up. I mean, like, you know about sex, you find out about sex, but it's very, like, sex is for marriage. We ain't doing it. We ain't talking about it. Just stay away. And it's very unrealistic.
That's not the way life...
not the way that life goes.
That's not the way life works. Temptations come in an early age.
Absolutely. And I need my children to be equipped knowing what these feelings are in their body, to not feel shamed for having these feelings, and to know what to do with them or what not to do with them. And just being aware of what sex is. Sex is a huge part of life, period. And you should not be walking around scared of it or, you know, ignorant when it comes to what it is or what it means.
Or ashamed of the attraction that you have.
You have an attraction for somebody, or like, feeling or whatever. Like, I just don't want that feeling in this house.
No.
So, yeah, we definitely were like, you know, talked about it. Like, okay, I think it's time.
Yeah.
And we start talking.
And I thought it was important too. I thought it was, you know, important too, because I'm always showing affection to Gabrielle. I'm always hugging her, kissing her, slapping the booty.
All of it.
Groping a little bit.
And they see that.
They see that. And so I want Chad to understand that the reason that I'm doing that, like, I'm not just out here doing that to anybody. I'm like, Gabrielle's my wife. Gabrielle is the woman that I've committed myself to for life. And she is, you know, done commit herself to me. And this is one way that I show affection. I love her. And it's nothing wrong with me showing affection as long as she's okay with it.
Right.
because we are, you know, married, we have a family, we're committed to each other. Mm-hmm. And I want him to see that, but understand also why it's appropriate for me to do that.
Right.
To Gabrielle.
Yeah.
You know, cause he sees it and he smiles and giggles and laughs.
He makes the face like, eh.
But I also tell him too, is like, you know what, when you have the blessing to find the woman that you love mm-hmm. more than anything in this world, the best feeling in the world is being able to come up behind her, you know,
yeah.
grab her, hug her. You know,
all that
stuff. I was like, this is what, you know, the joy of being with the woman that you love mm-hmm. is one of the benefits, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So it's actually fun in this house to talk about it.
It is. We don't shy away from it.
No, because it's important and we, that's the choice that we made. So,
yeah. Okay. Oh, it's me.
It's your baby.
It's me. Let me go with this one. Spiritual.
Okay.
How do we teach our kids to have faith in God?
Well,
that's a good one.
Well, we talk about God, and you know, God is not taboo in this family. You know, faith mm-hmm. is not taboo in this family. We talk about, you know, we try to pray as much as we can. We identify when we're not praying enough with the kids. So yeah. we want to correct, you know, we want to always, so we're always talking about how we can be a family that prays, you know, mm-hmm. and the family that we can talk about God and it be, can he can, they can ask any question they want. Because again, just like sexuality, spirituality is very confusing, mm-hmm. you know, when you're young and you're growing up. For an adult to have faith in something you can't see, you think a kid is not even more confusing for a kid?
Yeah.
So, especially when they're trying to figure out their faith journey and, you know, and so we always make it a point to let, you know, Chad and Reagan know that, like, God is the reason that we feel blessed, mm-hmm. that we are blessed, you know, that he is providing for us and he gives us opportunities and he protects us and we can, you know, we got to do our part though to, you know, learn about him and tell people about him. And so we just, again, it's another thing. We go to church on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. We believe in what he's learning there at church. We believe he's getting good information, which is important because, you know, that's one reason we, you know, love our church is because mm-hmm. we feel like, you know, they're getting taught well. And not, you know, not having to sit like through the adult service that might be a little above their head right now. There's actually something for them
that they can kind of, that they can get like nuggets. And
then we have really
good
supporting cast, you know, her mother, grandmother, you know, my mom, you know, Kelly. So even, you know, with her TT, they go to church with TT sometimes, you know, whenever she's babysitting them. So we just try to make them understand that God is a part of our life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that faith is a journey that, like, you can be taught to have faith, but you also have to, like, experience it.
100%.
And I think that, you know, we're setting up the foundation so that when they get to these moments, they kind of know, like, where to go to or it's to good. Turn yeah, to good. Prayer and to turn to God and talk to him about anything and ask him anything and pray for protection. We are praying for protection over the family. We're praying for healing when grandmommy was sick. We're praying for these things and we're believing by faith that God is bringing it to pass. So they are a part of that and they see that. So I think that just kind of builds on their faith journey, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's great. And what we've tried to do in our family is make sure that God is not a scary thing.
Yeah.
Like, God is not a condemning God. God's mm-hmm. not a God that's going to strike us down if we mess up. We tried to make sure that the kids understand that, like, God is loving and he's forgiving and that, you know, we can be people of mistake. We can be humans that make mistakes, but we have another opportunity to do better.
Right.
So that's, you know, we never want to be the type of household that there's this unhealthy fear around God
mm-hmm.
because I think that can cause some scarring as well.
Yeah.
And we want
to
make sure
it's like to the extreme.
To the extreme, exactly. So we want to make sure that we, you know, again, and we're just trying our best here, but you know, that's what we work together.
I'm doing my best.
Doing my best, okay?
Doing my best.
But we feel like we're definitely, we feel like God's got us doing what we need to do in that direction with our kids right now, as far as pointing them, helping them in the right direction.
Yeah, just kind stewarding, of like
stewarding
them. Yes, that's a good word. Like, we help lay the foundation and steward, you know, their personal relationship.
And and are here for them when they want to talk or need to talk or whatever about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good good one. You want to do another question?
We can do one more.
Okay.
I'm struggling, y'all. This is crazy.
Sorry.
It's just crazy. I'm forcing. I don't know if you can hear. I'm forcing the sound out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That one upside down. These all stuck together.
I know they are. It's weird. Just grab it. Another family.
Yep. Ooh, do you want a deep one or a fun one?
Deep. Let's go deep.
Okay, girl. All right, camera's off, y'all. If you could change one thing about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Mm. Ooh, that is deep.
I told you.
If I could change.
And the other one was completely fun, so.
About the way I was raised, what would it be? That's a hard question to answer.
Mm-hmm. I knew it would be. That's why I gave you the choice.
There's a lot of things that come to my mind. I would say, which angle do I want to go with this? So many things. And not to say that I was like, it was horrible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but yeah, if things could have been different, it would have been nice to kind of grow up in a house where there was a little more room for, know that I would say fun, but I did grow up in a very strict household. My mother was very, very strict. like, this is the way things go. There was no like tolerance for nonsense. And a certain part of me appreciates that. Like, I do feel like she did the best with the skills that she had at the time, and it was great. And I think I have developed very good habits and things like that because of it. But I do feel like there may have been some times where the rope was too tight, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Which can cause scarring, which can cause trauma, right? You
so know? I would say that it would have been nice to have a little less of a strict household and have a little bit more freedom to do, you know, just kid things.
Be a kid.
And be a kid. Yeah, not have so much responsibility, if that makes sense. I think that would be the major thing. But also, it would have been nice to know what a two-parent household felt like. Like, I never really had that experience.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It would have been nice to just kind of see or experience that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had all these conversations with Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so they talk. I mean, they're best friends. It's ridiculous how much they talk. Oh, wait. You're supposed to ask me.
Oh. Well, which one you want? One or two?
I didn't read them.
Oh, okay.
I registered. Do whatever you
this
want.
This is intimacy. So how important is foreplay in our sexual relationship?
You know what? Foreplay is actually a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we sometimes find ourselves like
not doing it
because we just either it's so Gabriel has this habit of like later. And later it'd be like 10:30 at night. We both tired. And we both want it, but we're tired. So we kind of, you know, Get to business, you know, instead of foreplay.
Yeah.
But when we've done the ultimate intimacy, it's a lot of foreplay.
I feel like, when we take the time
it's so much fun.
The foreplay, it's almost like we're reminded of how important it is.
Absolutely.
Because you can definitely get into the, well, it's going to have to be a quickie, or
exactly.
Let's just get it in while we can, or the kids are downstairs, let's sneak away. And sometimes you forget that the foreplay is literally the foundation for the intimacy.
And it's so much fun.
And like it's so much fun.
It's not just, like it's a...
Yeah.
You just, Yeah, the ultimate sin reminds us of that we're taking that foreplay time or that work or the buildup for granted.
Right? Yeah, like I tell babe, like, I need the buildup. He don't need the buildup. I think foreplay is way more important to me than it is to him, because it's just like 0 to 100, let's go. And I'm like, bruh, now I'm thinking about the 10 things on my to-do list right now. Like, this is not, you know what I'm saying? Foreplay is really important.
Well, once the blood flows to one certain area, blood has left this brain and it's went to the other brain.
Yeah, see, I don't have that luxury. I need the rev up. I need that.
Exactly. And so
yeah, it's some, like we talk about that, like we got to do better, because I can't survive off of a bunch of quickies and let's just get it in while we can. Like, I need the whole full experience.
And that's not you know, that's not even the fun part. Like I said, like the fun part is like the whole the experience, the build up, you know, to that climax, you know? And so we definitely know it's something we want to do more. Knowing that, you know, it's something that would make our sex life even better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think we have a great sex life.
But for it to be even better. Even better.
Why would you not want that?
More times of, yeah, exactly. Why would you not want that? You know what I mean? Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah.
Good one. Good one.
Very good one.
Okay. You know what? Well, first, let's take a pause for the calls and get into our first sponsor.
Appreciate all the sponsors for just rocking with us. And we're excited to tell you, or I should remind you, about this next sponsor, which is Air Doctor. So in case you didn't know, Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors, especially if you live in a cold area.
Yes.
Because it'd be cold. According to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it could be 100 times more polluted. That's pretty crazy. According to the 2020 census report, nearly half the population, almost 165 million people, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. And so basically, the World Health Organization, WHO, basically says that shows that 9 out of 10 people breathe air that exceeds WHO pollution limits, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year, which is pretty crazy. We take on about 20,000 breaths per day, and that's almost 3,000 gallons of possibly polluted air. So what's the solution? You're like, what's the solution? You tell us all these facts. Well, Air Doctor, that's what we're here to tell you about. It's a air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets. You know, so you might have seen it on, you know, like when you watch the news or something like that, but it's gotten lots of good feedback and reports on the news. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. And that's important because allergens can vary in size. So the average pollen size is about 25 microns. And Air Doctor virtually removes 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns in size. So give you like a basis of, you know, compared to like dust. I mean, you could barely see a speck of dust, but pretty cool. So we want you to check out Air Doctor. So they come with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code LMO. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. So lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code LMO. So check them out. Let us know what you think.
Yes. Y'all, so I cannot believe that we've been sitting here this whole time and we have not addressed that babe dyed his hair. Do y'all see it? If you're watching, babe dyed his hair blonde and he has a completely different look. Obviously, if you're watching us, you know this. But if you don't, babe dyed his hair blonde. I like, did. What was, tell us what was going through your mind. Like, where did the blonde, where did that come from?
So, you know, it's actually, I was talking about this with my boy Tyler. Mm-hmm. And so when I was younger, I had blonde hair. I did it in high school. And I did it, you know.
What are you looking at? because you're not looking at
the I'm thinking. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I did blonde hair in high school, and I liked it, you know, but I had a fade, like a nothing but a fade, you know, like, and so I'd had that most of my senior year, I feel like, and I joined the Army and, you know, obviously didn't do it again because I was, you know, in the military, but I've been kind of wanting to do it for the last year or two. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to Gabriel, what if I dyed my hair? I never really took it too serious. But I got to this point of this year, last year into this year where, you know, I've been just trying to figure life out, you know, like for internally, you know, like, you know, okay, God, what, you know, really trying to ask God, like, what, you know, I feel like I want to feel like we talked about this before on the podcast about me wanting to feel like I'm to know that I'm contributing to the family and not working a traditional 9-to-5 has really changed. It was really a mind screw for me.
Yeah.
You know, because growing up, I saw my dad quit jobs over and over and over and over, you know, and never providing, you know, in the way that I felt he should be. So for me, I was like, well, I'm going to make sure I'm always working. You know, like I always, in my head, that was the way to provide for your family, you know, which I don't think is wrong. That's just, but most of us grow up that way, right? Where, you know, where you work a 9-to-5 and you make money for your family.
Yeah.
And so as a man, I'm like, I got to, you know, I got to do that. When we started our marriage, that's how it was too.
Yeah, it was.
I was the breadwinner. I was the one working a job that, you know, got promotions and, you know, and we went off and to do this, the social media business together, more successful than I was in my previous job and she was with hers together.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it still didn't, it wasn't helping me to feel like I was contributing. I don't know why. I've not been able to get through that with my therapist yet.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, this year, you know, fast forward this year, I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I want to bet on me. You know, I want to really take a chance on me that's in a way that's going to be healthy, but also provide for my family. I feel like I'm doing something. So this year, just going through some, you know, some just really... be honest, bouts of depression, you know, just, you know, I went and talked to some, you know, some people and my therapist and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, how do I move forward into where I'm feeling better for myself and for my family? And so this year I was like, you know what? I want to really focus in on trading, day trading in the stock market. And that's where it kind of started. And I started flirting the idea in my head. Well, what can I do to do that? What can I do that? And then the idea of dyeing my hair again came up. And my word for this year, I don't know if you guys remember, I think we said it in the podcast, was rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
That was my word for this year. And I was like, you know what? Like, okay, what can I do drastic? Like it could be like a flip switching, you know, like just trying something new, being me, my 100% authentic me. And so it started with me getting rid of my truck, selling my truck and going all in on trading, on day trading and getting a new vehicle. Mm-hmm. It is here and you'll see it. You've actually watched the vlog yesterday. If it's Thursday right now, watch the vlog from yesterday on Gay Babe TV. Mm-hmm. You'll see what I got or what we got. And then I was like, you know what? I want to dye my hair. And I told Gabriel, I was like, you know what? It'll grow. You know, if you don't like it, it'll go away in 2-3 haircuts.
Listen, let me tell you, I was nervous.
She was really nervous. Was
very nervous about this decision. I'm like, you want to dye your hair blonde?
And she was more of thinking of like what people... Or like what brands maybe?
No, I'm not thinking about no brands. I'm thinking about me. Oh, like, really, am I gonna like you with blonde hair? Listen, I just couldn't picture it.
I showed her pictures of other people.
But he kept showing me they wasn't picturing. Like they wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. The look was not looking in the pictures that he was showing me. I was like, okay, you know what? And I just kept thinking, I changed my hair so many times, and I don't think I ever run it by him. So I was like, what I look like telling him he can't dye his hair blonde. Like, who am I? I change my hair every 2 seconds. So yeah, exactly. I was like, you know what?
I never thought of that. But
yeah,
true.
Like, that was a big part of me saying.
Really? I didn't even think about that because I'm just used to it.
I don't think I've ever said, hey, I'm about to change. Maybe when I cut all my hair off, when I did the Cream of Nature thing.
You did, yeah.
I did run it by you.
He's like, what,
I was like,
what
I'm about
think?
To like go drastic.
Yeah, I was like, do yeah, what you think. Yeah. You know?
But that was probably the only time.
That's when, so you, that's like, when you went blonde too?
Girl, just let him do his thing. So my answer became, you know what? Do you. Yeah. I'm a little skeptical about it, but I just have to see it to know whether it's going to be for
exactly.
me or not.
2-3 haircuts, it would be gone anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and so I scheduled it that day, haircut mm-hmm. and a color. And I just, yeah, I mean, I don't know why it was so powerful for me when I saw it. Like, it was just really big, and her and I talked about it. It was just really big for me because it was mm-hmm. just like, I just felt like I just, you know, was like doing, in a matter of a month or two, I was doing something that like made me happy for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I think I hope that I do a good job of being there for Gabriel and the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and trying to help
support
them. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I want to be fully healthy so that I can do even better in that area, mm-hmm. right? If the healthier I am, the healthier I can be for being a dad and a husband.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so it was just, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I'm so happy I did. Like, I love it.
Do you miss your brown hair?
I don't.
Really?
I don't.
Not at all?
No, I love
it.
I love it. It's like, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just like, you know, Chad was like, I love it, man. It's so cool. You know, Reagan says, you know, she's like, I love your hair. I love
it
your
brown hair. It definitely looks really good.
And Gabriel.
It does look really good.
Loved it.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah. I still love the brown, though. Like, I'm not going to say that I love this better than the brown, but it does look really good.
So, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you like my brown hair, baby, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I met you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's OG Chad to me.
Well, I love your, I love your brown booty.
What?
Don't ever dye it blonde, okay?
I won't. No worries. It will always be brown.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so that's interesting. It's funny, I would joke with people like, he just going through an early midlife crisis.
Yeah, so I say the same thing.
Like, and honestly, it kind of is, but hey, it's a rebirth. I like that word.
It's a rebirth. It's a reset.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Rebirth. Other things I did to be healthy too. Was I eliminated the Ironman this year. I didn't mm-hmm. decide not to do it.
For mental health.
Mental reasons. Health. Yeah, yes. Mental health reasons. Just, I was putting so much stress on myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for my buddies I'm so happy for my buddies, Brian and Curtis, that did.
Mm-hmm. They did it.
They did their half Ironmans. And they both, I talked with them, they both thanked me for the motivation.
Yeah.
And like the, because I was the spark that got them to mm-hmm. to do it, you know, and I was really excited. But what was really cool about it is I felt totally fine that I didn't do one.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I've done half Ironman.
You have.
You know what I mean? Like, my goal is not a half Ironman.
Yeah.
You know, my goal is the full one. And so it was really good. It was really good for me to say, you know what, Chad, you're not mentally ready to do this right now. You need to just take a step back. Best thing ever. So this year is all about just growth in all areas, including the stock market
mm-hmm.
trading account.
Yeah, but like just, you've been killing it.
Yeah, so, you know.
And that's a word within itself. Like, don't ever be afraid to pump the brakes. Like, don't ever be afraid to take a pause.
You're not a failure.
It's not a failure. Even if you decide, you know what? That one goal that I had, I don't really think that that's my goal anymore. It's okay to change your mind.
It is.
It's okay to go in a different direction. It's okay to try something new. It's okay to take a break. Whatever the case is, you can always go back to it if you want. You can always go back to something new. You can always, like, it's okay. Like, I don't feel like we tie ourselves to things so much, like they become our identity and we don't know how to function without them, yeah. or we feel like a failure if we put them down.
Or you start doing it for other people.
Absolutely, because this is what people know me as, so I can't try something new.
I was Chad the triathlete.
Yeah, or, you know, I can't change my mind. Maybe I said I would never do something and here I am trying the thing that I said I'd never do. Exactly. Like, it's okay. We all evolve as people. So maybe let that be a lesson that it's okay to do something different.
Yeah. How do you know to switch it up? How are you ever going to find your true 100% authentic self? Mm-hmm. If you don't try
new things. And it doesn't even mean that when you do something you used to do is inauthentic. I think that we just grow.
Exactly.
We grow, we change, we shift, we have different likes and dislikes, you know.
It's a great way to put it.
Nobody is ever the same. The whole, like, if you're here for however many years you're here and you're the same, something is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you should change.
Everything about you is evolving in some way.
At some point, yes.
Whether you notice it or not.
Absolutely.
You're thinking towards the world, towards people.
Absolutely.
Towards your job. When you first got that job, you might have hated it. You now might love it. Mm-hmm. Or vice versa. Guess what? Yeah. That's growth. That's evolution. Yep. You've evolved, you know, and so... That's what this year is for me and for Gabrielle. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like, this year is just about how do we just grow?
Yeah.
Individually and also together. And it's going to make us better.
Absolutely.
Happier. And, you know, and just that's what's important to me right now. And that's what's important to Gabrielle right now. So that's where my energy's going.
Yeah.
And the Iron Man wasn't on that list.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Right. It'll be there.
It'll be there. I'm only 40.
Yes.
It's like women get this clock for having babies.
Yeah.
It's like, I got this clock all of a sudden. I'm never going to be able to do an Ironman. Like, it's just, we put these restraints mentally on ourselves that are just not real.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it meant to be, God can open the door for that to happen.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into this next sponsor. So this next sponsor is actually new to the podcast, but I have worked with them before and I absolutely love them. Mm-hmm. It is Cozy Earth. If you've not heard of Cozy Earth, let me tell you about them. We actually have Cozy Earth on the bed right now. With their sheets. They're just amazing. So they were named one of Oprah's favorite things in 2018. Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set is temperature regulating and incredibly soft. And we can attest to that, okay?
Is.
Like, their bedding collection, it offers a variety of luxury pillows, sheets, blankets, and more. It is backed by a lengthy warranty. And Cozy Earth's linen bedding collection adds casual elegance to any space and captures the fabric's breezy, timeless appeal. So, if you are looking for, you know, a little refresh in the bedroom or your guest room, you can get ahead of spring cleaning with fresh new bed linens from Cozy Earth, made from luxurious, high quality fabrics that you won't find anywhere else on the market. Trust me when I tell you that these sheets are so soft.
Man.
Like, no lie, I literally want every color that they have.
She be looking at me crazy. She looks at me crazy every time I get in the bed and I start like doing like a bed angel.
Oh my goodness. Like they just, because
it has that nice cooling feeling when you first get in there, and it's just perfect.
There's nothing like comfortable sheets. Like, yes. That's probably the best feeling ever. So I want you guys to check it out. Try them out. Cozy Earth is provided an exclusive offer for our listeners today. So you can save up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code LMO. So just go to Cozy Earth, put your order in, put it in the cart, and make sure you add the code LMO to get up to 35% off. Trust me, you will thank us later.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and bring out the What's in Your Ear segment. Ooh. So you want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
Okay. What has been in my ear lately? You know, it's funny. Every time I do this segment, I don't really have an answer. Why you just whisper sweet nothings? Boy, hey, if you don't get your life. Ear. What has been in my ear? You know.
Lots of earwax.
that part. Oh, speaking of earwax, which is random, y'all, I got a new piercing. I got a trachis piercing on my other side. I have the one that I've had for years, and I decided to go. I went with mom and got some piercings. So yeah, it's pretty cool to be able to do that with my mom.
Really cool,
That vlog is coming up. But yeah, what have I been listening to? You know what? I just finished this book that I was listening to called "I Will Teach You to Be Rich," which is by Ramit Sethi.
Did you finish it?
I did finish it. I finished it about a week and a half ago.
You finished the book?
Yeah, I finished it. Listen, no way. I've been finishing books, Shadi. I've been back on my listening kick.
Okay,
I've been
good,
back
good.
On listening.
Okay.
You know, because I was going through. I had kind of went through a rut where I would start all these books and I'd never finish them. I've been trying to actively finish the books. I finished Dr. Becky, Good Inside, which is a very long book. I finally finished it.
Okay.
And then I finished I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. Some of you may recognize him because he just had a show debut on Netflix, which I think it's the same title, I Will Teach You to Be Rich or something like that. So he's like, you know, blowing up. Like, so many people know about him more now because I feel like his audience was a little bit smaller before the show started. But like, that book is so good.
I'm listening to it right now.
If you just want like a no nonsense approach to your finances and how to approach investing, especially, and how to live the life and design, like his whole principle is designing the life that you love and spending money on the things that you really enjoy.
Exactly.
It's not about, you know, cutting everything out and we are on this tight budget or whatever. It's like, no, spend the money, but make sure you're spending the money on the things that you really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
And you're cutting back on the things that you could care less about. Like, that's, it's more about getting that perspective and then maximizing investing, man. Like, and I feel like I talked about him because he has a podcast as well. And I feel like I talked about it because he has couples come on there their like money woes, and he like breaks it all down. That's how I found him, through his podcast. But
it's a book you want to like,
it's good.
Buy,
you kind of want to buy it so just you so you can like highlight notes, stuff.
Yeah.
But the audiobook is really good too.
It is.
So check it out. I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. Check out his podcast. Check out the Netflix show. We haven't finished it, and I've been itching to watch it. I'm about to just watch it without gone back. We started episode one when it first came out like 2 weeks ago.
Call me.
Yes.
Last night I looked at Gabrielle. I said, Gabrielle, would you like to watch something? Looked at her with sincereness in my eyes. I said, sweetheart, would you like to watch something together? And she said, no, you can watch something. I was like, you sure?
That's because I had to do something else, which I actually didn't end up getting done. But
you did,
I got
get it? You did get it done?
I didn't. But I got closer. I was doing my research.
But yeah, but don't act like I don't be asking you to watch something.
Whatever. That's what's been in my ear. What's been in your ear?
Well, a lot of unsweet somethings. Sweet nothings. Same book. I've been listening to that one. Mm-hmm. That's been my main one. And then also, I've been listening to what the heck is his name? Another book. I kind of go back and forth between a learning book and a biography type book, because I like to.
Yeah, it's always been your.
Yeah, I like to break it up. You know, mm-hmm. like the so you remember the movie The Wolf on Wall Street with.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, so it's actually,
I've never seen it,
by Jordan Belfort, the guy that actually is the Wolf on Wall Street.
It was a true story?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I actually so it's his book, him telling his story. But really fascinating to, because I love learning about the stock market, you know, and now that I'm actually in it and I understand a little bit more about it, it helps me to understand like the way Wall Street works, the mentality of Wall Street. And so, yeah, I've been going back and forth between them two. Both really good.
Yeah. But now tell me something. Because it has the same name as the movie, is it the same story? I mean, I guess because it is his story, it is.
It's his.
But it's different.
I mean,
it's not like, you know, they make movies based off of a book.
I mean, you know, the movie was made off of the book, but if you ever read a book, it's always going to be more.
The book is always better.
There's always more in the book.
Because I can't put it all in the movie.
Exactly, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, very. So, but it's about his story, but it really talks about his, more about his start in the stock market, mm-hmm. which the movie doesn't cover a ton.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, Ed Sheeran's mm-hmm. new album, which is really good.
Mm-hmm. Music I've been listening to. What's the name of the guy? The Christian rapper?
Halsey.
Halsey. Like him. I've been listening to him when I work out.
Yeah, Halsey's real good. He's actually coming to Indy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was looking at tickets. He just announced tour.
Yeah, he's got that real popular song on Instagram.
Alter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good song. Yeah, mm-hmm. but I've been listening to it. I listen to a lot of praise and worship. She'll come home from the gym or I'll just, you know, and also I'll blast some, you know, obviously Maverick City is my favorite, Elevation, mm-hmm. you know, I'll find new ones. Like I found, you know, Alter. I had found that one myself as well.
Yeah.
So just, you know, music, Teddy Swims. I'm listening to a lot of Teddy Swims mm-hmm. right now. He's got a soulful voice, does a lot of covers, but that's about it right now.
I've been listening to Janelle Monae, Float. That is my jam.
Is it the album or just the...
I've listened to the album a couple of times, but Float is the song. I will put it on in the gym and listen to it at least 3 times before I go to the next song. That is my
jam. Well, are you keeping jam. Your breasts in your shirt?
That I am. Okay. I'm not out here like her.
Janelle said, look, but, she said, F it.
Hey, she said, you finna see these titties, okay? She said,
they about to be floating everywhere. I'm like, it's so funny. For like a week straight, every time I go on Twitter,
you would see like
us. I'm like, every time I go on Twitter, somebody that I follow would like something about her breasts. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean,
hey, they look great.
That's what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. Listen,
let them be free. If that's what you want to do, that's
breasts,
what you want to do.
Breasts are beautiful. Men like breasts.
Men like breasts. Women do too. Exactly. That is a step. So
I mean, yeah, beautiful breasts. But it's like I'm not trying to get on Twitter and see them all the time. Yeah. So I was like, dang,
the Float is the jam. That is my jam.
Just like I had to stop following Sean T a long time ago.
Oh gosh, because he forever shaking his tail.
He's always got his booty on there. I'm like, Sean, always, bro. Because at the end of the day, Sean is a super motivational guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got, you know, he's very motivational. Obviously great in the fitness industry. Yeah,
but you're going to see him shake his
but
tail.
But he going to be butt naked on his Instagram. I'm like, okay, Sean. Sean. I love you, bro, but I cannot do it. So I had to unfollow him because I was tired of seeing Sean T's cheeks.
Right.
So I'd rather see Janelle Monae's titties, okay? Right. You know what I mean? Like, you can have the cheeks, I'll take the titties. But I'm just like,
that's hilarious.
I don't want to see either one, honestly, because I can see her.
I'd rather see the titties, too, honestly. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so.
Keep the cheeks.
Yeah. So it's just like, but, you know, but see.
That is so funny.
Yeah, Jinx. Yeah. Go. But yeah, so that's the end of the podcast, y'all. Real quick though, let's get into our third sponsor.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I don't know about you, but we all want to be better at something. And something that I've been working on is, you know, just kind of cleaning up my wellness and like healthy habits that I've had, just kind of like getting back to them, because sometimes you stray away, you know what I'm saying? And you need a little push, you need a little bit of help to get back on track.
We were talking about that this morning.
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning because it's like, okay, these are some things that we really want to do different personally and like for the family as a whole. Yeah,
set the example for the family.
Absolutely. Know? And, you know, it's not about striving for perfection because that's exhausting, but, you know, having a healthy lifestyle is important.
Yeah.
So this brings me to our last sponsor for this podcast, which is one that we've talked about multiple times before, and that is Noom. So, you know, Noom is interesting because it gives you like helpful information and insights that change your thoughts on health and wellness. So like whatever the goal is that you're striving for, whether it's like managing your stress and anxiety or drinking more water, it's there to like help you walk through it. And you can have a coach or that can, you know, you, if you, wait a minute. So you can have a coach where you can talk about your experience. And so there are, you know, quick daily lessons. There's also access to a coach on there. And, you know, I have used it. I have talked about it and I really enjoy it. They have a psychology-based approach. So Noom empowers you to build more sustainable habits and behaviors. Whatever your goal is, like I said, the program is flexible and it focuses on progress instead of perfection, which is good because none of us are perfect, right? So 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution, and Noom's approach is grounded in science. So they've published 50 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. So
really cool, actually.
Yeah, it is really cool. And it is a great app. I have been enjoying it for the time that I've been using it. And if you guys have not tried it yet, here's your opportunity to check it out, okay? So find purpose in the progress with motivation and support from Noom's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/LMO. That's Noom, Noom.com/LMO to sign up for your trial today. Also, you can check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. And it's available to buy now wherever books are sold. So,
yeah,
check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. But yeah, so I mean that's it. I mean we had some fun. I feel like we had a good time.
We did. We had a good podcast. We do have an Ask Gabe and Babe that we were going to get to, but in the efforts of trying to save the little bit of voice that Babe has,
because I'm struggling,
we're going to do the Ask Gabe and Babe for the
send
next
a couple
one,
more.
Okay?
Send some more, because maybe we'll do two or three the next time.
Yes, that would be great. Don't forget, if you have any questions, concerns, situationships, relationship dilemmas, friendship woes, anything that you would love our unprofessional opinion on, we will opinionize the heck out of it. Go ahead and email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line so we know that it's something you want us to cover. You can even email us a voice note if you want to. I am looking for more voice notes. I want to hear y'all, because it's like when you can hear somebody's tone and hear how they're saying it, it's just a little different than hearing us read it.
It
so
is.
You know, send that over to
send that over.
But we love y'all. Thank you for rocking with us. Even when we show up inconsistently, you guys still rock with us, and we love that.
I think this podcast helped maybe illuminate why there's been some inconsistencies.
Absolutely. We didn't dig super deep, but we touched on some heavy things that have happened.
So it's important, again, to take a step back and do what you need to do. So, but we're excited to be, you know, just hear what you in this podcast and just, you know, having some fun with y'all. So hopefully you enjoyed. Follow us on our social. Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram,
Facebook
and YouTube. And I guess we'll see you
on the next one.
Next one.